Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Learning the secret of contentment. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. Philippians 4:11. Contentment. It's rare in a world searching for more money, more power, more status, but God has a different perspective. Better a little with the fear of the Lord than great wealth with turmoil. Proverbs 15:16. It's a viewpoint shared by Paul in Philippians 4. And as A.W. Pink observes, once you know God, you have more than the world could ever offer. Walk with A.W. Pink, a British author, pastor, and itinerant Bible teacher in the late 1800s to early 1900s. Contentment is the product of a heart resting in God. It is the soul's enjoyment of the peace that passes all understanding. Contentment is the outcome of my will being brought into subjection to the divine will. It is the blessed assurance that God does all things well and is even now making all things work together for my ultimate good. Contentment is only possible as we maintain the attitude of accepting everything that enters our lives as coming from the hand of Him who is too wise to err and too loving to cause one of His children a needless tear. Our final word is this: real contentment is only possible by being in the presence of the Lord Jesus, only by cultivating intimacy with the one who was never discontent, only by daily fellowship with Him who is always delighted in the Father's will we learn the secret of contentment. Today's New Testament reading is Philippians chapter 4, verse 2 through 23.
I plead with Euodia, and I plead with Syntyche, to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, my true companion, help these women, since they have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. Yet it was good of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid more than once when I was in need. Not that I desire your gifts. What I desire is that more be credited to your account. I have received full payment and have more than enough. I am amply supplied, now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent. They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet all God's people in Christ Jesus. The brothers and sisters who are with me send greetings. All God's people here send you greetings, especially those who belong to Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen.
Paul had ample reason to complain about circumstances, hostile audiences, misunderstood motives, physical abuse. Instead, he chose to rejoice greatly in the Lord, Philippians 4:10. His life radiated the very words he wrote to the Philippians. Whatever is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, think about such things, Philippians 4:8. Like Paul, don't be content to settle for less than God's best, and that best includes contentment found only in Him.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.